When I was growing up, there was a children's program where you had to, this was on the television, right, and the contestants had to hold all the things they were given. But if they dropped them, they lost the lot. So that felt a little bit like that, you know. I'm glad I didn't drop any. Thank you to all of you who nominated me for this honor. I know that several of you suggested me. I'd particularly like to thank Brian and Alan, who spent many hours on their recommendation, and my spouse, Jill, who encouraged many of you to write in and talk about me, and to Maureen, who has done a tremendous amount of work. I'm so grateful to all of you and for being here today, taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us. And I'm grateful also to the Chumash Nation on whose land we stand today. As I listened to all the things that you mentioned I was involved with, I wonder, how could I have done it all? And of course, the answer is that I didn't. I didn't do it alone. I did it with you all. I did it with all of you and another couple of hundred people who aren't here today. And we did it. And we did it because we share a common vision, though we may use different words to describe it. We share a vision of a sustainable, resilient community based on mutual love and support. Martin Luther King Jr. called it beloved community. Jesus Christ called it the reign of God. In this beloved community, in this reign of God, there are no outsiders. No one is left behind. In this community, conflict is resolved or lived with in an atmosphere of mutual respect and listening. There is no racism, no homophobia, no transphobia, no sexism. And when those old prejudices rear their heads, the hard work of reparation, reconciliation and relationship is undertaken with determination. In this community, which the prophet Isaiah called the peaceable kingdom, humanity lives in harmony with the rest of creation. And this is the vision which I believe that we share. The vision that brought you here today, though you may paint it with different words or use different emphases. Here at St. Ben's, we're blessed to have these wonderful quilts, which I look at many Sundays because I sit here, for those of you who don't know, so I get to look at the quilts. They were made for us by the Reverend Ann Linning Smith. Members of the church contributed different fabrics, and she stitched them together into a work of art. And this is how it is with us, the builders of resilient community. Each of us brings our gifts, our skills, our time, and makes our small contribution. And those contributions are stitched together into something lovely. I am grateful to have been among you both as a contributor and to a small extent a quilter. But I have never done it alone. I would like to mention just a few people who've been major collaborators these many years. Some of them are here and some of them are not. Susan Polk was my first employer, Susan Polk of Susan Polk Insurance. She brought the court-appointed special advocate program to San Luis Obispo. Gina Whitaker was my first employee in that program and has worked alongside me in People of Faith for Justice. Together we created the Coalition of Welcoming Congregations. Gina has a gift for connection, and I still rely on her digital Rolodex and her passion for community. And Annika Scranton, whose brainchild the People of Faith for Justice was, continues to advise and challenge me. Jenny Adams of the Lumina Alliance, who is a previous recipient of this award, has been my inspiration, my coach, and my dear friend, my sounding board for over 25 years. Thank you. And therapist Lynn Marie, who keeps me sane and humble on the golf course every week. To Matthew Conrad, Father Matthew Conrad, and my other colleagues who have taught me everything I know about being a parish priest. to Linda Quesenberry. Linda, where are you? There you are. Linda Quesenberry, who invited me into the very beginning of Los Osos Cares, and who uses her gifts of connection and imagining the possible to create ever-growing bonds of community. To Yael Corian, who worked alongside me in the pilot safe parking program and the warming shelter, who invited me into the LOCAC Unhoused Residents Committee, and whose dogged determination is an inspiration to me. To Elaine Watson. Elaine, I think we met first in a visioning Los Osos meeting and have continued to be collaborators and co-conspirators since then. But nothing would be possible without the volunteers of Los Osos, those who work in the abundance shop, volunteers for Los Osos Cares and Women Aid, People Helping People, South Bay Community Center, Rotary, and more. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for rolling up your sleeves and doing what needs to be done. And of course, the people of St. Benedict's, who have supported me and loved me and have picked up my ideas, well, at least the better ones, and and run with them, helping to develop the programs like the community dinners, the overnight warming shelter, and Laundry Love, as well as maintaining the mission of the abundance shop to provide inexpensive clothing and household goods to the community, and to be a center for reusing and recycling so that we together we can live more lightly on the planet. Now, if I mention any of you all St. Benedict's folks by name, I leave out the other 99. But asking the forgiveness of those of you whom I offend, I want to highlight a few people. Barbara Hirahara, whose willingness to say, yeah, we can do that, is responsible for much that we have done. For Lisa Gonzalez, who is my right hand for all things financial. Alice Welkert. Alice. Oh, there you are. Alice, whose quiet, loving service for the marginalized is always an inspiration. Thank you. And Bob Pelfrey. Bob Pelfrey over there, yes. Whose consistent presence has underpinned our ecological work and our prayer life. And Bob was one of the people who originally asked me to come here as priest in charge. And to Maureen Titus, our presiding warden, whose organizational skill can move mountains. I've just focused on those members of St. Benedict's who provide leadership to our work in the wider community. But each and every one of you St. Ben's people contributes to the vibrant life of this creative and fabulous faith community. The faith community which for me provides the basis for that wider beloved community. We are living in difficult times, but the first century in Palestine was also a difficult time. Jesus brought hope. And so can we. It may seem that we are just a small community on the edge of the left coast with little power or sway, but my friends, we are also a beacon of hope. As we offer one another the gift of peace and of mutual respect, as we look out for the weak and encourage the brave together, we are creating beloved community. As we look after the earth, and reduce our carbon footprint, we are creating a sustainable community of resistance. And the effect of that is greater than we can imagine. It stretches from here to Washington, D.C. and beyond. Together, we create an antidote to the despair and the darkness that afflict so many. Together, our little lights become one great star of hope. I'm grateful to Congressman Carbajal for his work on our behalf in Washington, for his leadership, and for bringing us all together today to celebrate the community of St. Benedict's, Los Osos, and beyond.